Mitchell says he chose the topic mostly out of necessity. In a span of just a few months, he had two students he was connected to at Colorado State University commit suicide. Then a friend attempted to end his life.
And it really stunned me. And for me, as a writer, most books start with a question. And at this point in my life, I had many questions. So to be honest, this wasn't a book that I chose to write. It was a book I felt I had to write. I'd been planning on writing a different project, but when all this happened, I felt like I had to do something.
And you say that when you looked at how other young adult books in this genre treated the topic, you felt like that treatment was lacking.
A lot of books and movies seem to romanticize or glorify suicide in some way. I noticed that there were books that reinforced the suicide fantasy, this idea of I'll show them, and then a character killed themselves, and they did show the other characters. What I wanted to do was to approach the issue in a completely different way that discouraged suicide while at the same time addressing the seriousness of the issue. But I also noticed that a lot of books were just so depressing that I could barely read them. So I wanted to write an uplifting, compelling story. And the only way I could think of to do that was to tell the story backwards.
How do you do that as an author, tell the story backwards? What did that translate into for your book?
It meant that the narrator for the story, the writer...
We should say the writer is the protagonist who's following Dan around and can sometimes control his actions.
That's right, that's right. He comes into being. He wakes up to find himself trapped in the body of another main character, Dan, who's just killed himself. And the narrator is not only stuck in Dan's body, he realizes that he's stuck traveling backwards in time. The days move in reverse for him. So he's literally experiencing life backwards. And he needs to figure out why he's there and what his purpose is and what he can do to change things. In order to tell the story backwards, I had to write the beginning and the ending simultaneously. You know, it's my hope that when a reader reaches the ending, they'll be able to reflect on the book and to see it in a completely different way.
Coming out the other end, is there an understanding that you have now that maybe you didn't have before?
You know, one of my initial reactions was I was angry. And I channeled some of that anger into the narrator, who's angry at Dan for killing himself and for making some of the decisions that he made. But as the writer travels backwards, he begins to understand Dan better, and he becomes more compassionate.
So what exactly does that mean for you as you go on living your life and teaching?
It's the importance of reaching out. If you sense that somebody is not communicating and you have any concerns about them, to talk with them. And this is very important for me as a teacher, because I think quite often, you know, teachers were on the front lines of having a sense of what's going on with young people. And all too often we second guess ourselves or don't reach out and just ask somebody, are they okay? And to create opportunities for discussions to take place. It's my hope too, since these are difficult conversations, that books like Backwards can be used to create that opportunity for the discussion, which might not otherwise rise to the surface.
That was Colorado author Todd Mitchell. His new book, Backwards, will be released tomorrow. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.